Wisconsin lost 800 jobs between September and October, a substantial decrease from the nearly 18,000 jobs lost the month before. Laura Dresser, the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, says the latest numbers are welcome news.
It's good to see it slow down this month. It's not, I don't think, hugely unexpected, but it is nice to see.
The recent Wisconsin Job Watch report by the center notes that aside from the month of August, job losses have actually been leveling off since April. But Dresser says leveling off is far from making gains.
We basically have just been losing jobs for almost 2 years now, and so it means we have a long way to climb to get just back to where we were.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate of 8.4% still remains at nearly double its pre-recession level. The report notes that while one of Wisconsin's hardest hit industries, construction, gained 3,500 jobs from September to October, it's that same industry that will most likely cause the unemployment rate to rise once again.
And we certainly will see construction, the construction sector contract a little going into the winter months. We just don't build as much when it's cold outside as we do when it's not. Rose is the most obvious place, but it happens across the board.
Dresser says that one bright spot, if you can call it that, is that Wisconsin's unemployment rate is still below the national average of 10.2%. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.